It's time for Recipe of the Day. If you're like me, when you think about making pancakes, you imagine yourself standing at the stove for a very long time flipping those pancakes. It is because usually in my life, when I've been making pancakes, it has been for a household. But what I've discovered is that if you are making pancakes for just two people, and if you have the right amount of batter to make just enough for just two people, you are not standing at the stove forever at all. You're just standing there for like, three, six, eight, 9 minutes at most. So that is why I created this pancakes for two recipe, so that I can make it very simple when I'm craving those pancakes and I feel that, oh God, I don't want to stand there flipping those things for so long feeling. I don't have to, because I'm going to make these. Now, I bet you totally know what I'm talking about because you are listening to this. You have found yourself at the pancakes for two recipe of mine, or you are listening to this podcast episode because you were like, oh, pancakes for two. Interesting. Yes, it's true. And if you are one of those people who's often cooking for one or two, you've got to check out my new membership community, cookfortwo.us. That's cookfortwo.us. And there are tons of recipes for two, all of them ad free. There are little courses for things that you could perfect for cooking for two, like cooking in a budget-friendly way, reducing waste, freeing yourself from overbuying. That is all there. Cookfortwo.us. Okay, so go and become a member of that wonderful, vibrant community. You're going to love it. And now I'm going to tell you about the pancakes for two recipe. The recipe starts with a mixture of milk and vinegar, and you let that sit for a few minutes and it kind of thickens. It becomes like buttermilk. I've actually tried doing this with buttermilk, and I've tried doing it with lemon juice, and I don't know why, but neither one has worked as well. The recipe as written gets you really nice, fluffy, thick pancakes, so I recommend you follow the recipe as it's written. What you're going to do is, into a 2-cup measuring cup, measure 3/4 of a cup of milk, and then stir in 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, just plain old white vinegar. Give that a stir, set it aside. Then, in a large mixing bowl, you're mixing 1 cup of flour, and then, if you'd like, 1/4 cup of ground flax meal. I add that all the time, a little bit of extra healthy boost in there. If you're omitting it, nothing else changes about the recipe. I've tried it with and without. Leave it the same way. If you're using it, it's 1/4 cup. And then also you're adding 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Give those dry ingredients a stir. By now, your milk mixture is ready. You'll see it's kind of thickened. It's actually curdled is what's happened, the vinegar and the milk, but that's what you want. It's nice and thick. And actually also, we just put those baking powder, baking soda ingredients into our flour mixture. They're going to interact with the acidity of the vinegar and give you that nice high lift. So that is what causes that. What I didn't say when I was talking about the ingredients at the top was that you can use any kind of milk. I use the regular fat-free milk that I have on the door of my fridge in this recipe. They are delicious. I have also used whole milk and they've also been delicious. So whatever kind of milk you have, you can go with. I have not tried almond milk or coconut milk or anything like that. I'm sure the almond and the oat milk would work. I haven't tried it, but I'm pretty sure they would work. I'm not sure about coconut milk. Okay, so you have your dry ingredients mixed together and your milk and vinegar have curdled and thickened. What you're going to do is get 2 tablespoons of butter and melt them in a small bowl in the microwave or on the stove in a saucepan, however you like to melt butter. And you're going to stir that into your milk mixture. Of course, the milk mixture is cool or cold and the butter you just melted is going to hit that and it's going to kind of clump up a little bit. That's fine. We're just having it distribute through the milk so that it distributes through the pancake batter. If we put it like hard or like softened in there, it would be harder to mix it all through. Okay. So you're adding that in there and then get an egg and you can either put it in a little bowl and whisk it up and add it to your milk mixture. Or I usually crack it right into that 2-cup measuring cup and then kind of awkwardly try and get my fork to mix it all in there with the milk and the butter. However you want to do it, you can do that. So you have your egg whisked by itself or whisked in the milk. Okay. So now you have everything you need. You are going to pour the milk mixture over the flour mixture and stir just until evenly mixed. Okay, now it is mixed and you can go right ahead onto the making of the pancakes, but I'm going to tell you the batter is so much better. It makes even fluffier pancakes if you let it rest for 10 to 15 minutes. That lets it fully hydrate the flour and starts that leavening happening for the fluffier pancakes. But if you don't do that, they still turn out great, just not quite as good. You know, there's amazing and there's like really, really good. That's the difference we're talking about here. Now, when it comes to cooking the pancakes, what I like to do is get my batter bowl near the stove, and then I get a little plate with a 1/3 cup measuring cup sitting on it. That way I'm scooping from the bowl into my skillet and that measuring cup is going to get mucky with the batter on the bottom of it and all over. So I put it on the plate in between scooping rounds. But you're only going to be doing two scooping rounds here because it's only going to take two sets of cooking to make these pancakes because we're only making enough for two. But still, that's what I like to do. And then you're going to get out a large skillet, a nonstick one is easiest, set it over medium heat, and you're going to add a half tablespoon of butter to that once it's heated. Let it warm up a bit, add half a tablespoon of butter, and just kind of swirl it around to melt. And then you're using that 1/3 cup measuring cup to scoop batter into the skillet. If you let that batter rest, they are going to be quite high, those scoops, and you can kind of push down on them a little bit with the measuring cup, and you're going to do 3 or 4 scoops. You want to be using about half of the batter. Eyeball it. I find that depending on how much is clinging to my measuring cup, that affects how much of the batter I'm using. If you want, you can kind of divide the batter in half in your bowl before you start, and then you'll have a better idea of how much to put into each scoop to make each pancake, and then you're deciding if you want 3 or 4 per person. Okay, so you've spread them out a little bit. Now, if you want to add blueberries, now is when you do it. You have some fresh, washed, dried blueberries. You could just plop 6 or 7 of those into each pancake. If you have frozen blueberries, you want to thaw them first, and they're going to be, you know, like wet with that like purple juice all around them. It's fine. It's just going to stain the pancakes a little bit, but same thing. Just add them right onto the pancake, and then the pancakes are cooking until the edges are dry, starting to brown, and you're seeing bubbles on top. It's going to be about 2 to 3 minutes. I'm going to say that I tend to move my pan around every now and then because I think my stove is just uneven in its cooking, or maybe I'm just crazy, but that's how it seems to me. I also go under the pancakes about halfway through. I'll take my lifter spatula thingy and I put it under a pancake and I see if it's evenly browned underneath. Sometimes one side's browning more than the other. For me, it's often the outside edge of my skillet that's hotter than the middle. So then I spin the pancakes around so that the whiter side is getting browned a little bit. And then, like I said, once they're dry on the outside, a little bit brown on the outside, browned on the bottom, little bubbles on top, that is when you flip them over and then they're cooking for 1 to 2 minutes. I literally set the timer for 1 minute and wait it out. I should say that whole time, you're adjusting the heat a little bit. We started on medium. If you put that pancake batter in there and you look underneath and they're browning really, really quickly, you can drop that heat down. It's a little tricky and you get the hang of it once you've made these lots of times. But sometimes adding the batter to the pan cools the pan down so they don't brown super fast. That's fine. Let them go slowly. Sometimes it doesn't cool the pan down that much. It depends on the thickness of the pan, the size of the pan, that kind of thing. So if it doesn't cool the pan down too much, then they can start to brown too quickly and that's when you turn it down. Okay, so you flip them, you cook them for another minute and then you take them out of the skillet, put them on a plate and you cook the other half of the batter exactly the same way. Add half a tablespoon of butter and you are off to the races. I will say that if your person who's eating the pancakes is right there with you, they can start on their plate or you could have put those between two plates and then when the second batch is ready, you put those on top. The bottom ones are still going to be warm. The top ones are going to be extra hot. They're going to kind of warm it up. And then I'm going to tell you the best thing to do when you are making pancakes is to heat up the syrup. Whether you are using real maple syrup or a pancake syrup, put some in a little bowl, warm it up in the microwave. It makes a huge difference. It's like heaven, that warm syrup, maybe with a little butter on those pancakes. Delicious. Okay, I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes for this podcast episode, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. Everything there is arranged by date, so it's helpful to know that today is November 20th of 2025. And I'm going to remind you, if you are cooking for two or cooking for a small household, you've got to join our community. You're going to love it and you're going to learn so much. You're going to save money, you're going to save time, and you're going to make some friends too. Head to cookfortwo.us and I will see you there. I am Christine Pittman from cookthestory.com, thecookful.com, the all new chicken cookbook, cookfortwo.us. And from this podcast, Recipe of the Day, I hope you have a great day. Let's get cooking.